The Gogebic Range Health Foundation's mission is to enhance community health throughout Iron County, Wisconsin, and Gogebic County, Michigan. Community health is always important, but especially now in the middle of a global pandemic. I'm speaking with Andrea Newby. She's the foundation's executive director. Hi, Andrea.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I understand the Gogebic Range Health Foundation is involved in all kinds of health-related projects, including a partnership with Mecca Trails Winterfest. Tell me about some of these projects.
So the Gogebic Range Health Foundation partners with four different organizations that work towards also advancing health across the Gogebic Range. So the Mecca Winterfest is one of those. And Mecca is a trail facility where people can go out and, you know, be in nature and be physically active. And then the other ones are the Bridges and Bluffs Half Marathon, which is a fundraiser for the Iron Bell Trail, which is a big priority in our community and a great asset, not only for physical health, but also connecting our communities with a paved walking biking trail. And then the other one is the Copper Peak Trail Fest, which is a mountain biking and trail running event, which again helps enhance our community through trail building and expansion in areas that are accessible by the community and all users. And then our fourth one is a partnership with the Osiris Ironwood Hospital. And that fundraiser usually goes towards hospital-related enhancements and needs.
Okay, so it sounds like you keep pretty busy.
Yes, we do.
When the coronavirus pandemic began almost a year ago, the Gogebic Range Health Foundation stepped in to educate about the virus. What was that effort like?
Yeah, so we knew that we had to take a leadership role in kind of disseminating information, but then also creating a network for nonprofits and our community partners to come together and share resources. Because there were resources that were available and maybe not getting to the organizations or people that needed them. So we started a Zoom call once a week to just bring all of those organizations together and share about how the coronavirus was impacting the organizations and then allowing people to share ideas about different safety mechanisms to implement, and then just sharing resources across the area. And then we also did a couple fundraisers. We stepped into action and said we need to raise money for our local health departments because they were the ones that were, you know, had the right information and the ones that we needed to look to make sure that we were staying safe. So we raised $10,000 and $5,000 went to the Iron County Health Department and then the Gogebic County Health Department too.
Okay, so it sounds like you work with a lot of outside organizations. How do those organizations go about applying for a large or small grant with you?
So we run a grant cycle in the fall, and it's available on our website, which is www.gogebichrangehf.org. So those applications are available on our website. We typically do a press release about when they're open. And right now, so over the last couple years, we've prioritized non-motorized trail development because we know that it's a health strategy to improve mental health, to improve physical health, and then also to improve economic health in communities.
Of course. Again, I'm speaking with Andrea Newby. She's the executive director of the Gogebic Range Health Foundation. Thanks for your time, Andrea.
Thank you.